This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up, our conversation with Jake Matthews. We're live at Hooters, guys, Mall of Georgia location. It is Dukes and Bell. We're back here tomorrow as well as the Falcons continue practice and preparing for their first preseason game on Friday. Mike, real quick college football note as we were talking with Connor Riley. Go check out that interview. It's online talking about the Dogs. He said they'll probably scrimmage this weekend, Saturday, have another scrimmage the following Saturday before they actually play their first game. But talking about Kirby and some of the things that they're doing. But we also talked to him about the rankings that are out. Georgia comes in the coaches' rankings, guys, as the number four team in the country. I said, you got an issue with this. He was like, well, I think Texas is overhyped.
Right.
Some people may believe that with Arch Manning and getting all the pub that he's getting. And remember, Georgia beat Texas twice last year. Now, last year's last year. But this is certainly motivation for Kirby to be like, okay, how are we going to win the SEC and they're going to be number one coming into the season? That's something to be determined because, remember, Texas comes to Athens later this year.
Yeah, man, for what it's worth, you got Texas, you mentioned number one, Ohio State, Penn State. Now, I saw Phil Steele. Of course, everybody reads Phil Steele's football Bible, basically. He has Penn State as the number one team in the Big Ten.
Mike, I think they are in the national championship this year. Not Ohio State, not Michigan.
James Franklin's going to finally bring home the bacon?
They had the biggest hire, I think, in the offseason when they went and got Ohio State's defensive coordinator. It's the one thing that I think is going to get them over the top. They've got an experienced quarterback. Like, they've got all the makings to make a run in the Big Ten. But we're going to see. They're ranked high to start the season. Franklin, can he screw this up? Of course, because that's what you're saying. He's done this before. Right. We don't trust him. But there's a bunch of SEC teams in the top 25 as well.
That's right. Now, when you look back at what we thought last year, Notre Dame, they always choke. And they came in with Marcus Freeman's physical team.
They're loaded.
They're so much more, I don't know, SEC-like than what you saw from Brian Kelly in the day.
Yeah.
Oregon at seven. Again, he's got to get that breakthrough. You know, we've talked about everything but the cherry on top of the sundae, and we'll see if this is the year the Ducks get it done. Bama's at eight, LSU nine, Miami at 10, Arizona State, a little bit of turnover on the roster, but Arizona State's still coming. All right, here's where it gets silly.
What?
Brett Bielema and Illinois at 12? I mean, come on. Nice story. He's always going to have physical trenches, but come on. South Carolina at 13.
I like South Carolina.
I mean, you and I talked about it, and Connor Riley brought up in the 4 o'clock hour, schedule's a beast.
It is.
Really is.
Well,
Florida at 17. Lagway better stay healthy.
I agree. The thing about South Carolina is they're not sneaking up on anybody this year.
No.
Like, everybody knows what they are, so you're going to get a good game, and the road games are going to determine how their season goes. But I still like Shane Beamer and his team, man. I like him a lot.
Joey Aguilar is going to be the take a Tennessee in the top 25.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean,
We've got most Georgia experts going to Tennessee. I mean, look, it's still a trip to Knoxville, but what, they won eight in a row now against the Vols?
Correct. Yeah, it's a lot. Meanwhile, guys, our conversation with Jake Matthews, he stopped by to talk with Mike and I today.
Speaking of the SEC.
Yeah, man. We talked to him about Texas A&M and all of that stuff. Here's our conversation with Jake.
Dukes and Bell with Jake Matthews. I don't know, man. If I go play a round of golf now, I got to activate my body. I got that phrase from Tiger. Like, you got to get up like an hour early to get going. You are the veteran now on this offensive line. What's it take for you to get going in a morning practice? Like, what's the routine?
I like to try to convince myself not much. I just think I'm one of the young guys out there. But, no, man, I feel really good, and I'm really thankful for that. I'd like to do this for a really long time, and I know we've kind of joked in the past, like, hey, you're kind of getting up there. You're kind of the old guy. But, no, it's official. I'm the old guy on the team right now. Like, and I can kind of tell generationally as well. But, I'm loving it. I love playing here. I love being a part of this, and I think we got something really special going this year.
It is the elder statesman of the Falcons, Jake Matthews, last member of the 2016 Super Bowl team. Do you feel any difference? Obviously, you're a veteran. You've been to so many camps, Jake. But any difference with this group as far as energy and what you're feeling?
I think there is. I think, especially against the O-line and the D-line, or just in general, the offense going against the defense in those periods, it's getting competitive. There's more fights than I've seen. There's more, it feels like more live game reps, and the guys getting after it. So, I think that speaks to Brick and the mindset he's bringing as a defense. And I remember we had the same thing here when he was here in years past, and we had a lot of success with it. But, man, they're an attacking front. We've got really good players up front, young guys with a lot of talent, and I think are going to be good players here for a long time. So it's been great both ways for both of us, kind of, you know, sharpening that iron. And I think it's going to pay dividends this year.
Jake, how often or do you at all pay attention to this PFF stuff? Because we look at it and we're like, oh, we got one of the best offensive lines in the league. And you start looking at these numbers, right, and it's like this guy ranks there and this guy ranks there, and we're top three in rushing. Do you look at any of that stuff?
I try not to.
But you do.
I might see some good stuff if someone shows it to me, but I'm not actively seeking it out.
Okay.
But that's good, man. More eyes on the O-line, notoriety for us, and I'll take it. But obviously that's last year. We've done a lot of really good things. I love the way Coach Ledford is handling us as a group and the mindset he's instilled in us. And we have a lot of fun with what we do, but you can also tell that it's extremely important to all five of us up front, and we want to do really well at it. So. The first 2 weeks of camp have been going really good. We're working really hard, and I see glimpses of, it's a little different perspective now being the older guy. But when I was younger on teams that were really good, I think that 2016 team,
sure,
I was the young guy in that O-line. But it's like, man, that group, we worked hard. It was five guys who were reliable and you can count on, and we trusted each other, and we got after it. And it's kind of flipped now. I'm the old guy on the line, but I see that as well. So I think it's a sign of good things to come.
And we always reference that 16 year because had a lot of young faces on defense, but they had an impact from that draft class. Kind of see some of that here. I guess the question is, of course, you had Matt Ryan in an MVP year. Can Penix be that guy this year?
I think he can. I've been really impressed with Mike, man. Going back to even the last season when he got that first start, just how quick he jumped into that leadership role and took control of that huddle. And I think he's a really special player. I think he's going to do really good things for us this year. And speaking to the O-line again, we take a lot of pride in making sure he can be in position to make plays because he's a talented guy, and he's proven that. So let's make sure we keep him upright and healthy and doing a good job. But, just this camp, kind of speaking to his growth, it's fun because it's funny to see, last year obviously he's a rookie. This year, he's talking a little more. I don't want to be
explicit.
But, competitive, getting after the defense and stuff like that. And fun to see someone besides just the O-line, D-line getting after it, him talking to the DBs and stuff. But it's been I think it just speaks back to that, been a really competitive camp. And I think we're building something. We're kind of hardening ourselves for something special this year.
I just heard Jake Matthews say, it feels good, Mike. This is going to be something special. I just heard him. Talk about the camaraderie, man, between you guys on that O-line. We talk about friends and culture and hanging out and all this stuff. Don't know if any of that happens, but the camaraderie between you guys, because you said you played on a great line in 16. I don't think you guys missed a start. That was the other part about that year. So, like, what's that like?
Yeah, I think, and it's funny, I heard my dad say this all the time growing up, but the more you can keep a group of guys together up front, as a front five, I think the more successful you're going to be. Mm-hmm. And the more years you stack, reps, games. And like you said, in that 16 year, we all started every game that year. And, you know, you get comfortable with guys and you get to know how each other think and how you perform. And like I said, I see similarities with this now. And I look at, you know, Chris and Caleb, they're, year seven now. And I think they're the I think Caleb told me the other day, he must be counting or something, but he said they're the longest vetted guys here, currently here, that are I played with, I guess, for seven straight years of them. No one older is still here. So, yeah, weird to think of them as old guys now, too, because it still feels like they just got here. But, I think we really are building something special, and you can see it. We watch the film, you know. Guys see it, and so now we got to go out there and do it on game day when it counts.
It's Pro Bowler Jake Matthews with us here on Dukes and Bell live from Hooters. You got Bergeron. We love his energy. He's a wild man. How is Neusel doing? Because obviously the center, there's a lot of job responsibility with that position.
Yeah, I think the cool thing about Neusel is you talk about a guy goes undrafted, comes here, and I mean he takes a lot of pride in this, but basically holds the bag for 2 years and does it so well. He doesn't give Ledford an option but to put him in and get some reps. So it's like, one, you got to respect that. Then he starts getting his reps and he plays really well. And then, you know, he's our backup guy and, you know, just going to last year, Drew goes down and goes in and does a really good job, proves he can do it in the game. And he's done nothing but improve. And you can kind of see his leadership role coming up as well. And he's not afraid to speak up and he's comfortable here. And, you know, yeah, starting center, that's a different animal. I've never played it, but I know there's a lot of mental gymnastics going on in his head before every play, and he does a good job with that. So expecting a lot from him, and I think he's showing all the right stuff.
All right, Jake, I was back in Texas a few months ago. The hype is on. A&M sleeper, here we go again. Oh, they're loaded. They got talent. You keeping up with any of this stuff? You watch them a little bit?
Not the first time I've heard that.
Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. Because I've been saying this for years, like every single year. It's like, A&M, they're loaded. They're going to be a great team. All right, you keep up with it?
I say this every year. There was like a 15-year period where me or one of my brothers was playing there, and I was all in. And I know the Aggie Nation would be upset with me, but I do not keep up enough now just with what I see maybe on SportsCenter.
The NIL money has stopped from the Matthews. Yeah.
Not cutting those checks anymore.
It has stopped. Yeah. No, I appreciate your honesty, man, because, again, you know, you got kiddos and you're playing in the league now. But, yeah, there's a lot of hype around them. So if they do well this year.
I'm still their biggest fan, though.
No doubt.
Don't mince that.
Say something about Elko. He's physical. A tough team.
Yeah. I have heard great things about him, and yeah. I know he coached against Led in college, and Led had awesome things to say about him. Said he was a great fit there. I got to make it back there and meet him one day. So,
right. It's changed a little.
Yeah,
that stadium and all that stuff. That NIL money is rolling in.
Yeah, I wish I was a part of it.
By the way, what would you have done? We always joke around with guys. Would you have had a flash car? How would you have played it if you were in this game today in college?
I never had more than $1,500 in my account in college. Now, I wasn't roughing it or anything.
Sure,
my college was paid for and all that, but, man, I can't imagine having six figures as a college kid and what I would do with that. Probably buy a truck or something. I don't know. try to keep it simple.
$250.
Carl, I will say this. The humble Jake Matthews, and I say all the time we see him, those Cayman boots you rolled into as a rookie.
I had never
seen anything like those.
Still got them. Still fit. I got to throw them on one day. Maybe I'll wear them in.
Jake, thank you so much, man. Good luck this season. Appreciate you.
Guys, thank you.
Thanks, Jake.
So a Cayman is like a kind of a crocodile?
Yeah. Look.
Yeah.
Here's the deal with the boots. You can tell if a guy's got money in Texas if you see his boots. Forget the suit. Forget the suit. Look at the boots.
Right.
And when you see the boots and you're like, it tells you whether he's got a lot of dough. Look, Jake's a good dude, though, man.
Right. And we love hearing him, especially what he said about Penix Jr., because it's one thing we talk to young players, but a guy who's been here since, you know, 2014, talking about Michael Penix and what he means to this team and how he's embracing everything that you need a young leader to do at quarterback. And by the way, the cheapest Caymans I just found online are like $700.
No, they're not cheap, bro.
But Jake wore those, and it was funny because it was after he signed, we were up at Flower Branch in 14, and – you and I hadn't been working together just yet, but to see that, I just, it's made an impression on, I'd never seen those things, man. Those are some real Texas boots, to your
point.
The
phenomenon of Yellowstone made me laugh because people were like, man, this cowboy thing's expensive. And people don't realize, they see cowboys and think like, these guys don't have any money.
I couldn't believe how much those hats are in Vegas just to get them all kitted out.
Loaded.
Right.
But no, man, he's on his game. We were talking amongst ourselves, Day-Day, our executive producer, and Mike and I. Guys, Jake looks like the day he was drafted. And that's just unusual.
Looks healthy, looks lean, looks good.
Yes, for a guy who's put in as many miles as he has, he looks just like he did the day he came in here, and he's healthy and he feels good. Hey, man, coming up, Chris has got the night show. We're back here tomorrow, by the way. More Falcon camp info as we get ready for our first preseason game. Again, if you're just joining us, news today, and Mike and I will continue to talk about this because I know some of you are like, you don't like it, but no Penix, no Kirk Cousins in the first preseason game. Again, does not mean they won't play in the second. Maybe we see him in the third. Depends on how things go, guys.
Right.
But there's no guarantee that we're going to see our quarterback in any of these preseason games. But Rob put that out there today to let fans know. But we'll hopefully, you know, see a bunch of other competitions as the game plays out on
right.
Friday against the Lions. Hey, man, we got to get out of the way. Big O, let's clear our throat. Hey, man, thanks to all of our guests. They're online at Odyssey.com. Go check out the interviews, not just Drake, or Jake, should I say, but also the guys, KC Washington, I think, the guys Andy and Randy had a chance to talk to. All the interviews from camp, man, go check them out, Odyssey.com. Hey, thanks to the staff here at Hooters. We're going to be back here tomorrow having a good time. And school's back in session, we know. But thanks to the folks that came out today. Appreciate you guys stopping in.
And brought the kids.
Yeah, and hanging out with us, man. His little guy was sleepy, now he's up.
Oh, by the way, shout out to little Ben over here, who found his first day of school completely exhausting.
Yeah, I know, Ben. I feel you, bro.
What a cutie.
Guys, enjoy that. I'm talking to the parents out there.
Right, right.
Hey, man, tomorrow we'll have more special guests as well, chasing down some more college football guests as well, so make sure you're here at 2 o'clock. All right, Mike, we got to get out of the way. Day-Day, great job. Big O as well. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Just when you think it can't get any weirder for the Braves, David O'Brien from The Athletic tweeting earlier this hour. For those wondering, Braves stayed at their same hotel Saturday night up in Tennessee after the rain postponement. They had it booked for two nights just in case. Fortunately, their personal luggage was well on its way to Atlanta. When the game got called, they had the truck had to turn around, I guess, on 81.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And swing back to the hotel. Wow. Just another kind of metaphor for the 2025 season.
Hey, I like blank starters. You know what I'm saying. We haven't had enough of them. Through what we've seen through the first 2 weeks of camp, we got one in James Pierce Jr. Now, can he play? Is he going to get sacks? Is he going to be a dude? That's all still yet to be determined, but he ain't scared. The one thing we've seen in the first couple of weeks is that he's ready to go at it anytime, anyway, anywhere, anytime. I love it about him. I just want to see him get out there and make some plays when it matters most. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You don't?
James Pierce Jr. is coming for you, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.